Up next, we have the extremely skilled Seraphim Swordmaster.
Don't give me that shit. You knew when you signed up you'd be scrubbing floors, so don't screech sweet nightingale and demand a damn Prince Charming. This is real life. Get over yourself, grow up, and stop leaving your shoes everywhere.
I would do anything to make you love me. So please, in consolation, can you at the very least kiss me?
Why do we have to eat spicy food every night? My eyes burn, my nose dry, my mouth on fire, and I spend so much time holding myself down on the toilet to make sure I don't rocket to the moon. My arms are sore. Please, explain to me why you do this to yourself, because I'm at the point where I'll leave if this disintegrates further. You're better than this.
It's just a feeling, you know. You ever get that feeling? One minute you're watching television with your family, or maybe having dinner with someone you love, and it creeps in, like a cobra. You just want to cut something. Not enough to kill, mind you. Just a little slice. Just to watch the blood come to the surface.
If you want to keep your eyes nice and comfy in your sockets, then you will come over here right now and tell me this little secret of yours.
Remember last year? You were going on and on about the T-Rex. That was last year, okay? I don't want to hear anything more about it. There never was a T-Rex, and it pisses me off that you just won't let it go.
I'm going mad! People are dead to me, and I don't know if my neighbor's an alien or if I'm hallucinating. I'm never sure when I pull cream cheese out of the fridge if it's going to look normal or if it's a cow bladder.
It's hard, you know. He just says no, no, no all the time, and I don't get any reprieve. I can't take it. I just get so worked up, I want to smack him or kick him or something.
What do you mean? Why? Do you have to question every single decision I make for my life? You no longer have any control over me. Do you understand?
I liked your I'm going mad line.
I did too.
The inflections that you had on that line were really funny. I liked a lot of your accents too.
I think this is probably my favorite demo of the night.
Which is weird because we didn't like him at first.
Yeah, but like, why didn't we like him? What did he do?
Because he did, I think he did that anime, or that monologue from the vampire anime.
Oh, he did,
I could be wrong.
From Helsing?
Helsing, and then I think he resubbed.
Okay.
And we liked his second one. I really liked this.
Yeah, this was great. You had a lot of, like, your lines actually made me laugh, and they were original, they were thought out. The spicy line, your hacking cough, was amazing to me, and then the acting after that was great, and the like a cobra line, it reminded me of the I like rusty spoons guy. And then
wow.
I always like when people do Nazi lines. I know
he was German. That doesn't mean he was a Nazi.
Right, but I'm assuming since secrets were involved, it was a very Cold War vibe. And then
a very Cold War vibe. With the Nazis.
Wait,
in the
that's
Cold
not
War.
Nazis. That's Russian. Oh my God. Sorry. I meant World War II.
Your
my
head
God.
Is the most anachronistic place I've ever.
I'm sorry. It's all these historic.
When
bears.
the ninjas were riding on the bears and fighting the pirates.
No, you don't understand. They have me playing Charlotte Bronte, and so then I break into my accent for Renfair because it's the only British accent I'm comfortable with. Except I'm not supposed to even have a British accent. I'm supposed to have an Irish accent. Oh, God.
Well, maybe Seraphim can teach you. Maybe.
My head is
maybe
so horrible.
If we put Seraphim through, we can listen to his accent and he can learn.
Yeah, that's my plan, to put through as many Brits as possible so that by the time the Victorian Fair rolls around, I can speak with a legitimate British accent.
Trekkie really hated, she hated this one, but she's pretending to like it so she can put you through and steal your accent.
Oh yeah, sure, totally.
I have nothing else to say.
I can't believe it! Finally, it's my turn! Sharp Cookies, you're up. This is all your fault! You sucked it all up! No more awesome for the rest of us! We know how to say that. You won't be so awesome when you are dead! Now will you? It's just that feeling, you know? You ever get that feeling? One minute you're watching television with your family, or maybe having dinner with someone you love, and it creeps in like a cobra. You just want to cut something. Not enough to kill, mind you. Just a little slice. Just to watch the blood come to the surface. I'm afraid of the dark. Unfortunately, I live right next to the darkest door, to the darkest stairway, to the darkest portion of the house. I don't know what I'm afraid of exactly. Ghosts, serial killers, vampires? Chills run up my spine and I just freeze. There's no stopping it. Rather have whatever I fear just take me right then and there. I got this toy from the toy store and I brought it home, and then my mommy took it and threw it in the trash. It made me sad.
Stop touching
my banana.
Please
just leave me alone. Just stop, okay?
What do you mean, why? Do you have to question every single decision I make for my life? You no longer have any control over me. Do you understand? It's hard, you know. He just says, no, 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 all the time. I don't get any reprieve. I can't take it. I just go so worked up, and I just want to smack him or kick him or something.
I would do anything. So please, in consolation, can you at the very least kiss me? I've always wondered what it'd be like to be a flying pig. Send the world into shock and watch gleefully from above the cascade of awkward awareness.
You guys should really stop letting Chagachu mix your demos.
Yeah, really you really should.
Okay, other than that, though, Chagachi may completely disagree with me on this. I thought this was really bland. It was all kind of one note for me. Like, the yelling on that take me right then in the airline didn't sound like you were afraid. It just didn't sound right to me. I don't know. It was just a lot of soft talking and then yelling in all your lines. And I don't know. Chagachi?
I don't know. I think I disagree only because I really like your spunk and, like, I don't know. Maybe the spunk just stands out to me as awesome. But, yeah.
I mean, there were good things. I liked your little kid voice.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only voice you did, I think. And the rest of it was just, like, yelling and talking softly. And the acting, like, the way that you would speak, it didn't change, really, from character to character. And you didn't change your speaking patterns or anything. And I just, I think that's what the problem was for me.
Okay. One of the problems I had in here is that when you did the afraid of the dark line, you said de dark, and, like...
Yo, I'm Dark Wolf, and I'm afraid of the dark!
Yeah,
She was paying homage.
You kept saying all of the... Like, whenever you would say the, you would say duh, or de, whatever.
Yo, I'm Dark Wolf, and I'm afraid of the dark!
I really like the, I want to smack him or kick him or punch or something line. I like the pacing in that one. And then, yeah. I don't really have much else to say.
Okay, well, I've done.
Next on the list is the one and only Jim Knickerbocker.
It's just a feeling, you know? You ever get that feeling? One minute you're watching television with your family, or maybe having dinner with someone you love, and it creeps in, like a cobra. You just want to cut something. Not enough to kill, mind you. Just a little slice. Just to watch the blood come to the surface. I would do anything to make you love me. So please, in consolation, could you at the very least kiss me? Please, just leave me alone. Just stop it, okay? Whatever you do, please don't hurt her. She has nothing to do with your sadistic little games. I'm afraid of the dark. Unfortunately, I live right next to the darkest door, to the darkest stairway, to the darkest portion of the house. I don't know what I'm afraid of. Exactly. Ghosts? Serial killers? Vampires? Chills run up my spine and I just... freeze. There's no stopping it. Rather have whatever I fear take me right then and there.
I've always wondered what it would be like to be a flying pig. Send the world into shock and watch gleefully from above the cascade of awkward awareness.
Start touching my banana! I got this toy from the toy store and brought it home. And then my mommy took it and threw it in the trash. It made me sad. A 1-foot-long monster wiener, please. Oh, and hold the bun. They say the Williams boy across the street wrestled a polar bear. And won! A polar bear! Can you believe that? If I had a pet polar bear, I'd name him Chris Jericho.
That music choice on the last line made me lol. I don't know why.
I like his music really choices in general.
Yeah, you went way outside of your comfort zone as far as what I've heard you. Like, you did a great job of managing your low-key energy, I thought. You did. You, like, amped it way up. And I liked all of your deliveries and all of your voices.
Yes.
This is, one of the first ones I've really been excited about. tonight.
I think the only thing I really had a problem with this entire time was on the I'm Afraid of the Dark line. It sounded like you stumbled or something. Like, I don't know. It was just on one part, but the rest of that line I liked. Other than that, the wiener line, it didn't really have anything going for it, because the rest of your lines were so funny and good and stuff. And I like that you went all cartoony with the Afraid of the Dark line.
It had a good mixture of different styles, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this.
Yeah.
More than you, Trick-or-Treat, even.
I like that it reminded me of classic animation. What?
Don't yawn. I hope everybody listening is yawning now, too.
You still have to critique Sing It.
That means we made a connection, huh?
You still have to.
I do have to critique Sing It, but we're not doing Sing It right now. We're doing Act It.
Yeah.
So let's focus. Let's focus. I don't have anything else to say about this.
Okay.
Next up, and performing with a group of clowns, which aren't helping him with his demo, Gavrok Finior. Yeah. You're up.
Don't give me that shit. You knew when you signed up you'd be scrubbing floors, so don't screech Sweet Nightingale and demand a damn Prince Charming. This is real life. Get over yourself, grow up, and stop leaving your shoes everywhere. It's hard, you know? He just says no, 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 all the time, and I don't get any reprieve. I can't take it. I just get so worked up, I want to smack him, or kick him, or something.
Whatever you do, please don't hurt her. She has nothing to do with your sadistic little games.
This is all your fault. You sucked it all up. No more awesome for the rest of us. Well, you know what I have to say to that? You won't be so awesome when you're dead, now will ya?
I'm afraid of the dark. Unfortunately, I live right next to the darkest door, to the darkest stairway, to the darkest portion of the house. I don't know what I'm afraid of exactly. Ghosts, serial killers, vampires. Chills run up my spine and I just freeze. There's no stopping it. Rather have whatever I fear take me right then and there.
Please explain to me why you do this to yourself, because I'm at the point where I will leave if this disintegrates further. You're better than this. Remember last year? You were going on and on about the T-Rex? That was last year, okay? I don't want to hear anything more about it. There never was a T-Rex, and it just pisses me off that you won't let it go.
I think that if you look just a little deeper, just a little bit further beneath the surface, you'll see that we can be very mutually beneficial to each other.
Does anyone even like Jingle Bells? It's on 24/7 this time of year, and people just pretend it's a good song and fun to sing. Well, I have news for you. It's crap.
Please, just leave me alone. Just stop, okay?
Your American accent's pretty good. I like his American accent, Chakachi.
That's the best American accent we've heard from a Brit.
He's actually Australian, which makes it even more difficult.
Oh, okay.
Because Australian people have huge tongues.
Well, Australian is closer to American than British.
No.
Yeah.
Crikey. Maybe. I like the way you said fun to sing on the Jingle Bells line. What, Trick or Treat?
Oh, well, like, if you think about it, when British people and Americans try to do each other's accents, they come out Irish, and the Irish...
No, that's just you, Trick or Treat.
I've heard British people do it, too, and Americans do it. And anyway,
this conversation is ridiculous.
Australians, that's where I was going with this. Australians, like America, they were where you put all the, like, bad people. And that is why...
The criminals?
It's closer. Yes, the criminals.
I'm sorry that this show has turned into Trigatree's soapbox where she spouts off her stupid ideas and opinions on things.
A wet I apologize. Ran by my window.
Okay. So, back to Gavrock.
I just punched the mic.
it's like 6 in the morning. We're a little bit... What do you think, Trick or Treat?
I don't know. The squirrel ran by my window while the demo was going, and I was like, oh my god, it's a wet squirrel. I've never seen a wet squirrel before.
Okay. I liked your Jingle Bells line a lot. I liked all your American accents. And I liked that your Mutually Beneficial line a lot as well. I liked this demo. This one made me happy.
Yeah, I liked it too. Okay, I did actually write things down good, because I couldn't remember anything when you asked me. The I'm Afraid of the Dark line sounded a tiny bit too phoned in for me, but then it got better. And then the Mutually Beneficial line, I liked it, but it sounded very South Park to me. I don't know, the voice that you did for it sounded like one I have heard on South Park. And then the Jingle Bells line sounded like a commercial to me, so, yeah.
Kudos to the Spaz Cakes for mixing this.
Yeah.
I just like that name, the Spaz Cakes. I like that a lot.
Okay, we better keep going, otherwise the squirrel might come back to its
but
tree.
But I really like that name, the Spaz Cakes.
Spaz Cakes, why don't you marry her? Him. Either one.
I don't care if it's a boy or a girl, I'm marrying them.
Next is, not the cheese, mind you, Bree, take it away.
It's a heart, you know!
Billion boys across the street wrestled a polar bear and won. A polar bear! Can you believe that? If I had a pet polar bear, I'd name him Chris Jericho.
So I told Rick he'd meet me here later today, and he just starts yelling at me through the phone. I'm like, what? 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 Jesus, man, just calm down and speak clearly! So he finally gets to the point where he can, and he tells me his mother bought the wrong kind of mustard for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Please! Just a feeling. You ever get that feeling? One minute you're watching television with your family, or maybe having dinner with someone you love, and it just creeps in. Like a cobra. You just want to cut something. Not enough to kill, mind you. Just a little slice. Just to watch the blood come to the surface.
I would do anything to make you love me! So please, in consolation, can you at the very least kiss me?
Bobby took it and threw it in the trash! It made me sad!
Whatever you do, please don't hurt her! She has nothing to do with your sadistic little games!
I'm afraid of the dark. Unfortunately, I live right next to the darkest door to the darkest stairway to the darkest portion of the house. I don't know what I'm afraid of exactly. Ghosts, serial killers, vampires, chills run up my spine, I just... freeze! There's no stopping it. I'd rather have whatever I fear take me right then and there.
Hey! I said no, Mr. Stapler! This is not Noah's Ark! You can't have the Stapler's as a 2x2! Don't make me send the blind!
Hey, Dylan.
It's Bree. Yeah.
I think that Bree took... Or I think Bree went to the Trichotry School of Mixing.
And I think I was thinking that as well.
And the Sharp Cookies School of Acting.
The problem is... No, Sharp Cookies is not as good as Bree. The problem is... I can't rag on her for her mixing because your mixing is just as bad tonight. I'm not... No, Sharp Cookies isn't bad. But like, Sharp Cookies had... Never mind. What Bree did that Cookies did not was she characterized her lines. She didn't speak them the same way and like yell and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked your cut something line a lot. I thought you did a good job of characterizing. Each line had a beginning and an end. Your stapler line, how freaked out you were, I thought it was funny. Even though it sounded anime Bree, and you know how I feel about such things.
I think that the stapler line that she did was actually the most accurate to life, considering that I pulled that directly from my everyday life. Everyone take a drink!
Yeah, see, I forgot about the drinking game. I forgot about that. Don't drink, Bree, you're underage, I think. If you're not, if you're illegal to drink, you need to stop talking like that. Because it's unattractive.
And then,
it's okay if you're younger, though.
I don't know. All the shouting lines kind of got stuck as shouting lines in my head, and so I didn't really differentiate them.
The thing is, though, they were different voices that were shouting.
So you just wanted Cookies to do different voices? Is that...
Well, they were different characters. Cookies had used the same okay. voices and the same delivery. That's my problem with Cookies.
Got it.
Her characters did not talk differently. They spoke the same way and everything.
Okay. And then, I don't know, I really like what you did with the Chris Jericho line, and you're like, psst, hey, this is a secret. I don't really have other... I like the whatever you do line, and...
It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be, for whatever that's worth to you.
Well, whenever anyone does something anime, you expect them to be just awful.
I do.
So, note to everyone, do something from anime. Dylan will think you're just awful, and everything you do from then on will be amazing.
Unless it's awful.
I can smell my earwax.
Dark Destiny. Why are you smelling your earwax? You're disgusting. I'm done.